Thousands of Asheville homes and businesses are still without running water or power, nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene. That's forced many small businesses to shut down, including the many bars and music venues that support Asheville's music scene. But others in the music industry are rushing to help out. To find out more, I visited the Neighborhood Theater in NoDot this past Friday. It was busy, as usual. Friends and couples scan their tickets at the door.
All right, we'll get y'all banded up on front.
And then file into the dimly lit lobby, chatting about tonight's act, indie folk artists Noah and Abby Gunderson. At the merch table, band manager Dan Cable says they were scheduled to perform in Asheville the following night, but the venue, Eulogy, still doesn't have power.
They were really hopeful that we weren't going to have to cancel just because they felt like it would have been good for the community if like something could have happened, but it just seems like everything's in too rough a shape.
The show begins, and the audience sinks into their seats. Greg McGraw, who operates the Charlotte Theater, says canceling a sellout show like this one could cost a venue hundreds, maybe thousands. That's why the endless cancellations in Western North Carolina make him worried for the venues there.
You can only go so long with no revenue or decreased revenue as a small business owner and make it.
It reminds him of when he shut down for COVID-19.
This is exactly the same, but worse, because these venues are having to deal with damage from floods or fallen trees think about your house.
But he and other venue operators in North Carolina have a plan to help. He says it all started a few days after the storm.
There was this thread with all of the venue operators around North Carolina.
And in this group email, someone suggested each venue donate $1 per ticket this month to relief efforts, including an emergency fund for venues in Western North Carolina. McGraw and five others signed up.
I didn't have to think twice.
Other venues, like the Ramcat in Winston-Salem, also offered to rebook canceled shows and share the profit. They've already rebooked a Halloween show with more possible. And all around them, other artists jumped in to help too, including big names like Luke Combs, James Taylor, and Eric Church. They've announced a hurricane relief concert in Charlotte this month, and Ben Folds has a relief concert in Wilmington.
People in this industry and musicians are well known for coming together to try to raise money, awareness. So that's exactly what happened.
All this help could be a lifeline, says Liz Talent, who handles marketing for two Asheville venues, the Orange Peel and Rabbit Rabbit. She says they had big shows planned with Vampire Weekend, Violent Femmes, and Lake Street Dive, but now they've issued more than $1 million in refunds and are scrambling to keep essential employees paid.
We don't know whether this is going to be 4 weeks or 8 weeks, but we need to be able to reopen. And we can't do that if all of our employees have moved away or sought other work.
Still, she's thankful the venues in downtown Asheville are still standing. Just 2 miles away, a venue in the River Arts District called Salvage Station was completely destroyed by flooding, and the owners have created a GoFundMe. Talent says the swell of support from people in Asheville and the wider music community has been heartening.
The amount of neighbor helping neighbor and community members showing up for each other, that part of it has been kind of mind-blowing, really. You don't realize how much people want to help each other until something like this happens.
In a town driven by the arts and tourism, reopening Asheville's music venues will be crucial to bringing back visitors and reviving the local economy. And she hopes that happens sooner rather than later. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.